Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about the alternative to finding freelancers to work on projects. So maybe you haven't ever given any thought to using a freelancer, or maybe you're already doing it. But either way, I want you to stick around because I've got lots of great info to share with you. Many businesses are turning to freelancers because of the convenience and financial advantages. So now maybe you don't have the full-time work for somebody, but you've got a quick job here or there. Now with freelancers, you're able to hire somebody for that quick one-time project. So it's great. So I really hope you're taking advantage of that. And personally, I've had great success working with a variety of different sites online and using their outsourcing. So a couple of my favorites, I use Upwork, Fiverr. Check out my favorite resources page. If you go to stacytuschel.com/resources, I've got them all listed on there. And because of opportunities like this, I'm able to focus my time on what I'm really good at. And then I'm going to let somebody else deal with other important areas of the business that maybe I'm not as skilled in, or quite frankly, I just don't have time for, or I don't want to do it. I just don't enjoy it. And if you're an entrepreneur, you know as well as I do that when you run your own business and you have a family, time is valuable and you need to really identify your priorities. Today, I'm going to talk you through what to look for in a freelancer, where to look for one, what the advantages are, and how to develop that ongoing relationship with the right people. You'll learn about doing business with freelancers, and then I'm also going to give you some practical advice to help make sure you really succeed in doing this. And I hope that by the end of the podcast, you are well-educated and feel confident enough to go on and try this. So let's talk about why you should be using a freelancer. In today's market, most businesses need someone to help them share their message and maintain a professional image. And this means that you're going to need graphic designers, web developers, coders, writers, photographers, marketers, just so many people to name. And there's no way you're amazing at all of them. As highly as we think of as ourselves, you're just not going to be able to do everything as good as somebody else. Okay, so really take that advice seriously. So thankfully, there's an alternative to that. And it's quite possible that you only need these people from time to time, as I was mentioning, a 5-minute project here, an hour there, not 40 hours a week consistently. So rather than having that dedicated staff member, find a qualified freelancer who you can hire on a project-by-project basis. Freelancing is no longer code for unemployed, like we used to say. There are plenty of very skilled and experienced professionals who do this for a living full time. Your business might not need to find freelancers who work in professions outside of those creative disciplines like writing and graphic design, but now there are plenty other professionals who offer their services as well, from legal to financial specialists. So it never hurts to have that trusted outside help for these types of responsibilities that you have in your everyday business. So finding the right person, let's move on to that. How do you find these people and how do we find the right person? You know, it's possible that there will be somebody you know locally that can work on this, or you use things like Craigslist, but it's also more likely that you're going to find somebody right on the internet. And think of the difference, the amount of people that could be searching for those job postings as opposed to being local. So it really opens up the pool of people that are going to be applying for your position. And there are numerous platforms that exist to connect freelancers with employers, like I was talking about. And Upwork, to me, is one of the most successful and one that I've had the most success on. So that's why I like to share that with you. But Upwork allows you to join this online community either as a freelancer or as an employer looking to hire somebody. So either or. And employers post these job descriptions with a set budget and then have a proposal. And then freelancers can look through and bid on these specific jobs. And at this point, the employer can review all those proposals and then reach out to the freelancer that seems best suited for the job or the project they're looking for. And this is where you have to be really careful. Make sure that your expectations for your project are very clearly communicated with the freelancer and that the price is agreed upon by both of you. This is going to prevent disagreements down the road and just make sure that you're altogether happy with the work being done and for the right price. Freelance prep platforms like Upwork, they really help protect you from bad experiences because of their client feedback and reviewing system. So it's kind of like an eBay situation where you get, you know, certain ratings and people are going to see that number and either choose to go with you or not because of that rating. So that's going to help you pick through and find a great freelancer. And rather than using the freelancing platform, some employers like to use this more traditional job posting sites to advertise their contracts. And that works too, but you're more likely to connect with a freelancer if you expose yourself in the areas you're typically looking for. And that's why I'm suggesting, because it's such a big platform for a freelancer to use, that's where they are, that's where they're looking. You're going to find less and less people on Craigslist and local sites like that because of sites like Upwork. Now, when you're hiring a freelancer, make sure that you take the time to consider what time zone they're working in. If they're outside of your region and it may be completely different, it could be really hard for communication purposes. I recently read an article about, I think it was from, Devin Campbell, and he wrote about everything you need to know about hiring a freelancer. He said that, you know, imagine waking up and you review the work that took place like the night before. Then you find a problem and you email the request for the contractor to make those changes. However, your contractor, you know, they might not see it until 12 hours later after they wake up. So now they're trying to fix it. You go to sleep and it just kind of keeps happening. So this problem, this language barrier of running into different time zones could really affect you negatively. So make sure that if it's something you need a lot of communication on, you're going to want to make sure you're in a time zone where you can communicate with each other. So take things like that into consideration before you hire someone for the project, and you will avoid the unnecessary complications and delays that that can cause. And then the last thing you want is a final product that falls way short of your original expectations. So I've created a download completely free. I just want to help you with figuring this out. And if you go to stacytuschel.com/outsource, I'm going to share with you 5 questions to ask yourself before hiring a freelancer. So check that out, stacytuschel.com/outsource. And I've run into problems as I'm testing out products like this. And whenever I make those mistakes, I'm trying to share them with others. So that's why I created that for you. So go check that out. Now let's talk about how you should evaluate the best candidate. You know, after you make those postings, you might get a ton of resumes or people applying. And I want to help you figure out who you should pick. So I already talked about this a little bit, looking at those reviews. Now, I don't want you just to look at 5 stars or 4 stars, because sometimes you know it, we've done it before. You've had somebody with mediocre work and you feel bad, and maybe you just gave them a 4, but you really wouldn't go with them again, but you didn't want to cause any problems and give them a 1 or a 2 or not rate them at all. So you did it. So don't just look at those little 4 or 5 star reviews. Look at the comments, because I bet you probably have never had a bad review that you have given the 5 stars, but you left this amazing comment for them if they didn't do a great job. You probably didn't leave actual wording attached to that rating, okay? So look at what people are actually saying. And I don't just like to look at great work, great job, great worker. I like to read the longer ones where they get into detail and they say, she always over-delivered. We always met those deadlines and those time expectations. She got it to me the day before. I like to read things like that. And then I like to keep scrolling and see if it's consistent. Or did she get another two different ones later saying how she was late? So check that out and then check for consistency. Because if something like deadlines, you have got a hard stop on when you need these specific things, and you're finding somebody who's not great at deadlines, this is not going to be a great person for you. So check those out, read through them carefully, and start to evaluate who you think is great for this job. And then what I want to tell you too is something that I've been doing, because I get bombarded with the job the applications after I post my job, I'm getting so many people in that now sometimes I won't even post it publicly. I will post a private position and then I'll have one of my assistants go through, because you can find freelancers on your own. So I might go and let's say I need a project to help me create some PowerPoint slides. Okay. I can go in there and say, I want only people with X amount of hours on this job. You know, they actually says in there that they've worked 50 hours on Upwork or 1,000 hours. You can make those numbers up. So I want somebody that's worked X amount of hours. I want somebody with only 4 and 5 star ratings and things like that. So now I can start picking. And then what's going to happen is they're going to show, you know, maybe 10 or 20 people they recommend for you going off of your job description. And then I'll have my assistant start weeding through those, reading those reviews that I'm talking about, checking them out a little bit more thorough, and she'll privately invite the people we feel are the best fit. So now instead of getting your email inbox just blown up with 50 different applications, she is privately emailing 5 people. And now they are submitting a proposal to us. So we're not really weeding through anymore. We're just reading to see what they're offering and what they can do for us. We've already selected them. We think they are a great candidate. So I want you to think about that. If you have the time or have the help to delegate, this has been a really great way for me to find a qualified candidate even faster. So let's talk a little bit more about the advantages of using freelancers for your business. I want to talk about the money aspect of it. Because these freelancers are in a site where there's all freelancers, you're usually not going to get crazy overcharged because they have to be competitive with their wages when they're discussing this. So I love that aspect. I don't feel like I'm getting, you know, don't you hate when you spend $100 on something and then you find out all of your friends got the same thing for $40? That's the kind of thing this is. These freelancers know that this is publicly out there. So a lot of times they're not putting these crazy high prices. So I'm loving that. But at the same time, don't try to nickel and dime somebody. You get what you pay for. I mean, I truly believe that. And I'm never looking for the cheapest person. I mean, I'm not looking for, okay, great, you had 5 and everybody else had 50. It's you. No, absolutely not. If anything, that makes me question them even more. Why are they so cheap when everybody else is $50 an hour? So make sure that you're really checking that out a little bit too. Those low ballers always make me think twice before I pick that applicant. All right. So let me just end this on a real quick note. So make sure you check out my resource again, stacytushel.com/outsource. And it's got 5 questions you should think about and ask yourself before hiring somebody. And in case you still think that this work model is just not proven, I want to share some really interesting statistics with you I just learned. In a recent article about what is being dubbed as the on-demand economy, Quartz Magazine noted that the number of independent workers in the United States has risen 12%. And then they went on to talk about how that brought in $787 million of funding in the first quarter of 2015. So that's a significant piece of the pie. And that trend continues to maintain that momentum if you haven't noticed that. So critics of the freelance economy will pretty soon have to admit that this is the new world and it's changing and it's going in a different direction. And maybe that it's time for your business to get on board with them. So I really want to make sure you're aware of that. And if you have a project or projects in 2016 that you need help with, consider finding that freelancer to do the job for you, especially if you've got one of those jobs or projects that you're going to do and you keep pushing it off on your calendar. And every week you just put it to next week's task and it's not getting done. Go on one of those websites. Fiverr is great for just small little projects, or go to Upwork and hire somebody to do it for you and just get it done, get it off your plate and stop moving it and procrastinating it every single week. So I really hope you use these tips and tools to go on the sites like that and confidently hire somebody and get those jobs done. Thank you so much for listening and I will catch you next time.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.